The Abbana made a series of gveiros against Klal Yisrael. So they'll tell us some of the mitzvahs that they tried to undermine specifically. They attacked a lot of mitzvahs, but some they really made a matzib against. So Bismillah, of course, and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we haven't had the special schus this weekend to have Shabbos and Rosh Chanukah. It's a lot of work for the Gaboim, three Sefer Torah. You know, we always call it, this is the famous Mrs. Kupperman Shabbos. Everyone know Mrs. Kupperman was? Oh, come on. Famous Mrs. Kupperman. Mrs. Kupperman was a nice old lady who used to come to shul every morning. And she would stay in davening for longer than anybody else. And one time, Rabbi asked Mrs. Kupperman, what are you saying so much? So she said, Rabbi, the Seder is so confusing. It says, you say this, and Rosh Chodesh, you say that, and Chanukah, you say this, and Purim, you say that, and says that. I can't follow it to it. My eyes are still a little print. I decided that I'm just going to daven everything in the city, beginning to end, every single day. And whichever parts of that Rabbi, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take out. It took a long time to daven. She was saying every day she was saying Slichas, and every day she was saying Hallel, and every day she was saying Avinu Malkeinu, and every day she was. So the way it goes is, this Shabbos was dedicated for Mrs. Kupperman. Because everything is said. You say Anisa, you say Ritzei, you say everything in the book gets thrown out except for sleep. Everything else is said the Shabbos. So, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, but yet the Ikaron, they're radically different from one another. Rosh Chodesh, when I say Rosh Chodesh, I'm referring to Rosh Chodesh in the sense of all the Yom Tovim, because Rosh Chodesh really sets up the Yom Tovim. When the Goyim were trying to undermine Rosh Chodesh, they weren't just trying to, you know, stop us from wearing ties and MTA or something. They were trying to, you know, to get us not to have a calendar, which means not to have a Shanim, Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach. You know, the Yom Tovim should cease to exist. It was all Rosh Chodesh as part of the Luach. So Shabbos and Yom Tovim, they're both Kedushas Mans, they're radically different. Where we end the Maseches Pesachim highlights this with the Nuscha Tefillah by saying Mekadesh Shabbos and Mekadesh Yisroel Vazmanim, because the Kedush Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Shabbos and Kleisel Mekadesh Vazmanim. That's the Rambam. The Rambam has this famous comment that Shabbos can never cease to exist. Even if Chalila never happened, Kleisel would cease to exist, Shabbos would still be there. Kedush Shabbos started from Maase Bereishis. Mekadesh Yisroel was before Abavinu was even born. There was no member, nothing, no remnant, no beginning of Kleisel, yet Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Tif. Without Kedushas Yisrael, you can't have Kedushas Yom Tovim. That's what the Rambam says. Without Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, you can't have the Luach. Oh, Shtekel Torah, nothing. So therefore, it's Mekadesh Yisrael for Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh Yisrael for Hezbollah. So they're very, very different Kedushas. They're not just different in terms of Halach and Lamdas, but really in terms of Hashkof and Sechayim. The sources come from different places. Kedusha Shabbos comes from Hashemayim. Kedusha Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh comes from us. We're the Mekadeshim. We're the Kohen Mekadesh. Within Kedusha HaTorah, you also have two Chalokim. You have part of Torah that is coming down totally from Hashemayim. The Torah Shebichsav, Chamish Chamshi Torah, each word totally from Hashemayim. The Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, the Pirush B'Kavol Sinai. That part of Torah that was Nimsa Ish V'Piyish, this is Tefillah, this is a Mikvah, this is Shechita, this is Tzuvah, this is Shabbos, and this is Yom Tov, this is Matzah, this is Chametz, this is an Esrig, this is a Moedah B'Mikzos, and this is an Erechad, and this is a Shnei, and Yechum Dover, the Dibim that Befeirish, the Tarshim Asab, the Perushim, the Kabbalah, the Sinai, the Tzura that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaTorah Kula, B'Cholav, Batav, that's been a Shemayim. Then there's no whole other Chelik of Torah. Whoa. I claim this is my field, you claim it's your field. I have a chesed mosharim, you have a hashtar, he doesn't have a shtar, he has a chesed mosharim, he has a robe, he has a chazok, he has a this, he has a chesed mosharim, how do you paskin those shilas? We got to figure this out. You can open a chumash from today till tomorrow. And then there's a whole realm of dinim derabonim, which are legamina min hashemayim. How do you understand this notion that if it's a Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov, with the Kedush the Torah, you have to Chalokim? So Kedush Baruch Hu gave us that ability through Mekadesh. The parish of Lo B'Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koyach to create Torah in a certain sense, but it's al tanai. There's one precondition, one prerequisite. Kedusha Shabbos comes first. That's Shabbos is Tchilu Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos appears in the first of the mentioned one. Before you can open up a Chumash about Eilim Odeh Hashem Adam, before you can talk about Pesach, Sheish Yom Tazim. First, the Torah says Eilim Odeh Hashem, and it talks about Shabbos. Shabbos is the Tchilu Mikra Kodesh. Not just because it comes more often, but only for the person who's mekabel by himself Kedusha Shabbos, the person who understands that ultimately everything comes to you, Kedusha Neshem Lekechem, that Kedush Baruch Hu is the Mekadesh. If you truly accept the Kedush Baruch Hu's ability to be Mekadesh, then a Kedush Baruch Hu will ask you to partner with him and be Mekadesh Yom Tovim. But if you think that you're going to be able to create this Yom Tov on your own without subscribing to Kedusha Shabbos first, that's called starting a new religion. So our religion, Yadus, Torah, Mitzvahs, is predicated on, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu starts it, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu holds our hands and walks us through and gives us the ability to be Kaddish Yom Tov as well. And same is true in Torah. If we would be sitting around now and just philosophizing about Cheskes Markamas and Chazokas and robes and everything, not rooted in Torah, Kedosh, and Torah, Smeish, and Sinai, then, and please, Mr. Alt, don't that. We'd be a bunch of lawyers sitting around just shooting the breeze about, you know, about some interesting, you know, some precedent or some law case that happened in the state of Kansas in 1806 or something. There was a land case. Let's discuss about Gimel Shanim and Chazocha. That's just Torah. That's law school. That's not Torah. What makes that screaming and yelling about Chesed Gimel Shanim Torah? Because where does it all come from? What, at the end of the day, in Baba Basra, it's harder than a Masech, even Baba Basra, where does it all come back from? It all emanates from what? Acharam Mahatis, Apishtai Medi B'Yachum Dover, Bibal Dvar Migash Aleihem, Erechod, Rose, and Nigi Batim. We're just taking all the Kol Yatorah, and we're taking everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, and now we're using the Chochmah Kodesh Baruch Hu gifted us and granted us with the Chachma, Boss of Adam, and we're using the same brains that some people use to analyze works of Boss of Adam. We're using those brains, those Kaiches, and analyzing the Dini Torah, which are Kedish Kadoshim, which have roots from a Kedish Baruch Hu, and trying to plug them into this world and try to figure out how in the world does the Nigi Batim, how in the world does a Shimi and a Neged Tziras impact on owning land? How in the world does Rav Dayonim, how does that sit with the robe of Achrish Torcha? And you have clashes and robes and you have amigos and all kind of wild stuff. Figure it out. Take a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah and figure it out. Take a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kedusha Shabbos and go be Kaveh Yontif. That's a very, very powerful ability. Yvonim couldn't accomplish it. They couldn't be good with such a thing. You can be very smart. You can sit around Athens and philosophize about the world. But to say that we're taking Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah and the Chochmas HaTorah, which looks like it's just simple philosophy, it looks like we're just simple, you know, logic. This is the Dvar Hashem. But couldn't handle that. That's Chochmas HaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a Siyata Nishmaya. To be able to continue to grow in our understanding, the depth of the Torah, the amkas of Torah, and across the board of our understanding and applying the Torah Kedoshah properly. So, wow, that's the greatest gift. Kehem Chenev Yerachemeinu, the greatest gift Kodesh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us. Hopefully, the Shem, we should take a little rest over the weekend. We'll chat to Chazer, jump ahead a little bit in Ketosim or something, and hopefully, the Shem Monday morning. Bright and early back to the Spanish, and hopefully Mr. Shem will go back to work on Monday morning, trying to figure out what the world Ramban did and did not say. Okay, well, that'll be fun.